This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute. Even if you have a light hand with a salt shaker, you probably get lots of sodium in processed or restaurant meals. But sodium can contribute to high blood pressure and increases the risk for heart disease and failure, stroke, and kidney disease. So how many of us are limiting our sodium intake to recommended levels, which scientists say could reduce new cases of coronary heart disease by 60 to 120,000 per year? Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control analyzed data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey from 2005-2006, the most recent years available. Nearly 4,000 adults over 20 years old completed a physical, had their blood pressure taken, and answered a survey of what they'd eaten over the past 24 hours. This food survey was taken again about a week later. According to the data, less than 10% of adults are limiting their sodium to recommended levels. The study appears in the journal Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. The researchers suggest that food manufacturers reduce the sodium in processed foods and that consumers modify their eating habits, which might mean doing more cooking at home where you have control of the salt.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.